Steerforth Press presents Back from the Deep, How Gene and Sandy Ralston Serve the Living by Finding the Dead. And then, about 20 minutes into that first search line of their last day on Alouette Lake, Gene said matter-of-factly, "I think we have a body." He zoomed in on something close to the edge of the sonar image. He was scanning with a 131-foot range out the port side of the Towfish. The left side of the monitor displayed a narrow strip of black, which represented the area directly below the steel torpedo.
"Wow. Wow. Wow."
Pete repeated the words softly. "I'm not saying it is, but that's the best thing we've seen yet," Gene said. The object on the screen was not much bigger than a thumbtack. I had seen a similar form scroll into view 2 years before when the Ralstons imaged Alexander Bravo Morikine on the bottom of a lake in Washington State. The head, torso, and legs were clearly visible. We were near the spot where the east shoreline expanded into the first basin. The Ralstons had stopped just shy of scanning this far north yesterday. It looked like we were within the area described by Rick Sandu and his friends, but the boundary they had used at this end was trickier to judge because it was more general. The widening of the lake versus the one to the south, a big rock on shore. Gene recorded the location in the navigation program and then raised the Towfish a couple hundred feet so Sandy could turn the boat around to scan it from the other direction.
"Did your heart skip a beat, or are you trying to stay calm?" Gene asked.
"It skipped a beat,"
Pete said. The atmosphere on board was hushed as we approached the target from the south. Gene murmured course corrections to Sandy. A graphic on the monitor showed that the boat was passing over the object, but the Towfish was still several hundred feet behind us. The more cable that was needed to reach the bottom, the farther back the Towfish got pulled behind the boat. We watched the bottom inch down the monitor. Tick. 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 Tick.
"We're not going to have a lot of wiggle room," Gene said.
The deeper the lake, the more challenging the recovery. The ROV had 500 feet of umbilical cable. The depth sounder read 428 feet. The deepest recovery the Ralstons had ever done was in 375 feet of water. "Boom!" Gene clapped his hands. "Make the call." The image of the body was brighter and better defined on the second pass. A sizable log lay flat on the otherwise empty lake floor about 10 to 15 feet west of the corpse.
"You sure?"
Sandy asked.
"That's a body," Gene said.